turned to Stanley. "Go ahead, Stanley," he said. "Hit him back. You're bigger." Stanley stared at Mr. Pendansky in astonishment. "Teach the bully a lesson," said Mr. Pendansky. Zigzag hit Stanley on the shoulder with his open hand. "Teach me a lesson," he challenged. Stanley made a feeble attempt to punch Zigzag. Then he felt a flurry of fists against his head and neck. Zigzag had hold of his collar with one hand and was hitting him with the other. The collar ripped, and Stanley fell backward onto the dirt. "That's enough," Mr. Pendansky yelled.
Stanley made a feeble attempt to punch Zigzag. Feeble means weak. And that makes sense, because even after Stanley punched Zigzag, Zigzag punched Stanley all over his head and neck. So Stanley's feeble punch couldn't have done much damage if Zigzag was able to fight back like that. Why does Stanley take this abuse? I guess he still doesn't really know how to stand up for himself. Let's keep reading on page 135. Go to the paragraph near the middle that begins, "It wasn't enough for Zigzag."
It wasn't enough for Zigzag. He jumped on top of Stanley. "Stop!" shouted Mr. Pendansky. The side of Stanley's face was pressed flat against the dirt. He tried to protect himself, but Zigzag's fist slammed off his arms and pounded his face into the ground. All he could do was wait for it to be over. Then, suddenly, Zigzag was off of him. Stanley managed to look up, and he saw that Zero had his arm around Zigzag's long neck. Zigzag made a gagging sound as he desperately tried to pry Zero's arm off of him. "You're going to kill him," shouted Mr. Pendansky. Zero kept squeezing. Armpit charged into them, freeing Zigzag from Zero's chokehold. The three boys fell to the ground in different directions. Mr. Pendansky fired his pistol into the air.